Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Your Subconscious. I've had the pleasure of speaking with Hannah Lena. She is originally from Germany as well. Now she stays in Vegas and she uses astral psychology and astral hypnosis. These are terms that she coined because she fuses astrology and psychology as well as hypnosis to really help people heal trauma, overcome trauma, and manifest the life of their dreams. This conversation was really amazing. I really love how and why, especially, Hannah is fusing those modalities. So you're going to have a blast listening to this. And also, of course, she actually gave us a short 10-minute, I'm going to call it a guided meditation or a visualization that is going to leave you peaceful. It left me super peaceful, and that's going to leave you connected and grounded as well at the same time. So I hope you enjoy this conversation and you have a great rest of your day.
Hello, everybody. Today I'm here with Hannah, and we both just found out we're German, which is pretty cool. And so, Hannah, go ahead and introduce yourself and let the listeners know what it is that you're doing.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Hanna Lena Christensen. So thank you for saying my name the German way. and I am a soul medicine woman. I'm a certified astrologer and also a hypnotherapist. So what I help my clients with, I combine the tools between astral psychology and astral hypnotherapy to really dive deep and integrate past traumas to manifest the next level in their lives. And those past traumas can be from past lives, from ancestral lineage, it can be from inner child, it can be from the collective. But ultimately, what we're doing is to really tune deeper into your inner powers, your spirit team, your subconscious, reprogram to align it with your soul mission.
Beautiful. I love that. And can you just give like a very short definition of both astral hypnosis and astral psychology, please?
Yes. So astral psychology, I coined this term because I really want to showcase how astrology is so connected with psychology. Like astrology is based on the 12 zodiac signs. There are basically 12 archetypes that are within all of us. And I think a lot of times astrology in the past has been in the ancient past, it has been very much honored and everybody knew about the power of it. And then in the recent past, it has been kind of watered down to, oh, I'm a Leo or I'm an Aries, but it's actually no, this is actually your psychological blueprint. And you can work with it on a deeper level. And that is just helpful on so many levels. If that's in your relationships, if that's in your business, if that's in your health, if that's in your inner peace and your feeling that you are on purpose, that you're knowing in which season you're in, you're more efficient in your manifestation, all of those pieces. So that's astral psychology. And then astral hypnosis, this is what I use in my practice as a hypnotherapist. I take my clients onto a hypnosis that connects them with their astral body. So the astral body is basically we're shifting our consciousness from the human body into the astral body. In the astral realm, time and space is all one. So you can travel into the past, into past lives, into your ancestral lineage, into your childhood, into whatever wants to come up. You can come into future timelines. You can connect with your star family. So we're doing a lot of healing work around the in the astral realm, release of spirit attachments, all of those pieces. And when you are doing that in your subconscious, as the listeners of this podcast know, when you're doing this work in your subconscious, you see the benefits in the conscious realm. As soon as you come out of hypnosis, you're like, wow, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much happier. I feel so much more at peace. Like something has lifted off, or something has been resolved, or something has been reclaimed. So, yeah, those are the two pieces that I love using, and I love to combine them in my practice.
Beautiful. And so, how would you say that? Because astrology, right? We work with archetypes, we work with blueprints. And how much would you say, in your opinion, or from what you have learned, is actually destined with our blueprint, and how much is creation that we do?
I love that question. Yeah, I actually just posted about this yesterday because life is a balance between destiny and free will. So we have both of those. And when we look at the binary code of life, we have the feminine, we have the masculine, we have zero and one. Zero is the subconscious, one is the conscious. The destined, the destiny is basically our subconscious stuff that is happening. The free will is our conscious, right? So
I love that. Okay.
We have something, it says that it's about 90% we're acting out of our subconscious, 10% we're acting out of our conscious. I think that it's pretty fluid and we can, work with it and actually become more aware of our subconscious and therefore be more conscious during our lifetime. But that's kind of like the norm. So when you think about, okay, how much free will do I have and how much is happening in my subconscious that is showing itself up as destined to happen in my life, there are certain pieces that are meant to happen, certain energies that were meant to move through, certain archetypes that were meant to embody, that were meant to experience in this lifetime. How it all happens though, and the details of it, that's all part of our free will. Because two people that have the exact same blueprint, the exact same astrology chart, can have different lives just based on their free will of how they're using the archetypes that were given to them. For example, if you have strong Pisces in your chart. Now, Pisces is, on one hand, the light of Pisces is a dreamer, a mystic, an artist, right? So that would be, for example, a person that is fulfilling their soul purpose and mission and being an artist and painting and feeling so fulfilled in that realm. And then on the other side, you have the other person that has also strong Pisces, but they're acting out more from the shadow aspects of Pisces, which is addiction or escapism or prison, right? So they might even go into that direction of, okay, I want to use the archetype of Pisces to escape from reality, but in a way that is not helpful, not through art or music or dance, but through drugs, or, that lead me into prison where I need to be more confined and focus more on my inner self, but it's more like, restricted from the outside rather than being a conscious choice of let me do meditation, let me just lay down in bed, not do anything, and I go within. The person in prison is like, okay, I don't really have anything else to do, so I guess that's what I'm going to go into. So we have two persons that have strong Pisces, can have the exact same blueprint, similar destiny in regards to, yes, you are meant to walk the path of a Pisces. I really simplify this right here. And both of them have their free will of how they act on that journey. And then it also depends on what is happening in that person's past life. Where are they coming from? What was their ancestral lineage that they're born into? What are the tools that they're working with? Obviously, someone that is born in a rich family and has Pisces, lots of Pisces, is going to be a lot easier for them to dive into the arts and dance and do whatever than a person that is in survival mode and has to figure out how to go through life, right? So we have all these different factors that are playing a part in that, but the destiny is in the archetypes that we're meant to dive into and explore depending on which season we're in.
And would you say astrology also, the blueprint comes from the past lives? Is that the case?
I believe that we choose our natal chart in a sense that we know as souls, okay, I want to incarnate around this time. I'm not 100% sure if you can choose exactly the minute of everything, but I think that we can choose like, okay, I'm going to incarnate during this time because this is kind of the blueprint that is going to be a part of me during this time in that location. From my own experiences, when I guide my clients to the life before their current life, they have the choice. Okay, do I want to incarnate into this life? Do I want to incarnate into that? And they choose actively their parents because of the location, because of the ancestral lineage, because of what their parents are going to teach them. And that blueprint is going to help them develop something more in their lives, in their own soul evolution that they haven't been able to develop or dive into in previous lifetimes.
Okay. Okay. And what would you say, how would you say, was there a moment that has started your journey with astrology where you were like, oh my God, I need to do this?
Oh yeah. It was actually my mother-in-law who gifted me a book about astrology, and it was kind of coming out of the blue because I was working as a model and actress together with my husband in LA, and then my mother-in-law started to develop cancer, so we moved to Las Vegas to take care of her, to be with her. And while we were there, our lives shifted completely, and my perspective shifted too, in a sense that I started looking more into the metaphysics of life. I started my spiritual awakening journey. And in that process, she said to me, oh, I have this book actually from my husband's dad that is this book about astrology from the 70s. So she gave me this book, and I read it. And in the foreword, I want to say her name is, I got her here. Her name is Helen Keller. And she wrote, I wish that whoever is reading this right now is going to bring back astrology into the modern age and share this deep wisdom with the collective, because it is so necessary for all of us moving into the age of Aquarius. And as I was reading this, I felt, okay, she's talking to me. You know how you read a book or you read something, you're like, oh, this is my message. This is the message for me. You know, my spirit team was like, ding, ding, ding. Listen to that. So that was the moment where I was like, okay, I'm going to dive deep into this. And, you know, the German that I am, I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this right. So I got certified by the American Federation of Astrologers. I did two exams, written exams, 8 hours long, where I had to like calculate the charts by hand and interpret the things. And that made me a professional certified astrologer. And from that moment on, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I started giving readings to people. And then I realized, okay, I want to do more than just giving readings, because giving readings is me giving advice, is me being the one that shows them, yeah, this is what's happening in your life, this is what's going on. And it has been very profound and transformative to see everything written in your chart. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, like everything that happened in my life is kind of like written in my chart, and now everything makes sense. And you start seeing those patterns and like, oh my gosh. And it just creates this deeper self-love for yourself too, because you know your lights, you know your shadows, like you can really embrace the whole, like the true self of who you are. And I realized, okay, I want people to also feel that within themselves, like really feel it in their subconscious, really tune into their spirit team, really remember from a more soul perspective, not just coming from the conscious mind. And so that's when I added astral hypnosis to it and did my certifications for hypnosis and really dove deeper into that realm and added that to my business.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful.
It's
amazing.
So
I love it. And how does a session with you look then? Like what do you go through with people? Who comes to you? Like what does it look like?
So I have different offerings. I have the normal astrology session where we dive into the chart and I just explain to you like what is happening in your life, and we're kind of, it goes in whatever is coming up for you really, and we're just diving into, we're doing like a coaching session with your astrology chart basically. And then I have my longer programs, which I love. So I have the rebirth program, which is my signature program, and in the rebirth we go through 9 steps that are basically taking you up an octave of your life. So it gets you into the next level of your timeline. And it goes through all these different pieces of connecting with your spirit team, like really communicating with them, really knowing who they are, knowing how to communicate with them on the daily, and, you know, releasing anything from the past that no longer serves you. If that is some ancestral stuff, if that is spirit attachments, if that is past relationships, you know, that need to, the cords need to get burned, whatever that may be. We're going into the future and see future timelines and be like, okay, which one of these do you seek to manifest? That one's one of my favorites too, because it's like you get like three different doors that you go through and you see, okay, so that's one version and that's one version. And a lot of times it's actually different from what our conscious mind thought that we want to create, you know? And that's the power of the subconscious. Like, I remember I had a client who was like, yeah, I'm in the process of buying this house. I want to get this house. I visualize it. I see this house. It has a separate room. I'm going to do my Reiki stuff there. Like, it's perfect. So we go into the future timeline and look into those different doors. And one of the doors was her being in that house. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I got the house, but it's so dark and I feel so alone. Like, I'm really successful in my career, but my love life is just not looking good and I feel very lonely. And then she's like, I don't want to manifest that, actually. I don't want to go down that route. And so we looked into the other timelines, and then she saw another timeline where she meets this man who is in a yoga group, who is in IT, like she has gets all these details, and they are like just in love and it feels so good. And she has her practice, her own business that she started. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love this timeline. Like, let's do that one. So we tuned into that timeline. And then it was so interesting because suddenly the whole buying process with the house fell through and it didn't work out. And she was glad that it didn't work out. It was like, oh, this is not part of what I'm supposed to do. This is not where my soul is guiding me towards. And she finds this apartment, just it just like comes to her so easily. And she gets approved to it right away. And it's in a horse by the horse track, in the beginning of the horse track. And then a few weeks later, she meets a man on the dating app who lives at the end of the horse track, and he's going to the same yoga group as she is, and he works at IT in IT. And so they started falling in love. They got together. Now, I mean, this has been like 2 years ago. Now they live together. She created her own business. Like, all of those pieces that she saw in the future timeline have manifested. But it's so fun because that was her subconscious, her soul guiding her towards it. Instead of our conscious mind making a vision board and visualizing and being like, oh yeah, this is what I want. We don't really know what we want.
I feel that, yeah.
Listen to the soul, she knows.
Exactly. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, would you be open to do like a short guided hypnosis or astral hypnosis, especially? That would be amazing.
Yes, of course. Cool. Yeah.
So maybe like between 10 and 20 minutes, you can use the time that you want.
Okay, perfect. I think what we're going to do, because astral hypnosis is really deep, and it takes longer usually, but what I'm going to do is we're going to establish the pillar of light where you're connected to source and you're connected to your star chakra, and you just allow that energy to flow through your vessel. This helps us to really connect with our intuition, to be in tune with our spirit team's messages. And then just continue your day feeling so aligned, so grounded, connected, and just in sync with your soul mission.
Beautiful. Then let's do that. And I'm going to participate as well. I'm just going to put down the phone so you won't see me.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then to everyone who's listening, make sure you're not driving right now and make sure you're in a safe and comfortable space for the next 10 to 20 minutes. And then, yeah, you can take it from here.
Beautiful. Yes. So, if possible, you want to do this while sitting. And if possible, you want to do this while being barefoot so that you can really get the ground beneath your feet. So, if you need to pause this to get ready, do that. And when you get to your comfortable seat, just have your spine be straight. And let's take a deep breath in together here and bring actually our arms up to the sky. Deep breath in through the nose. Hold it at the top, really stretching out. We want to stretch out the spine. And then letting it go through the mouth. Two more times. Deep breath in. Stretching out the arms. The reason why we want to do this with the spine is because the spine is your channel to the divine. So you want to have the spine be straight and flexible. And this is how you're able to receive messages more easily. This is how your channel is open and clear. And breathing out. And one more time, deep breath in. Make this the deepest breath you've taken in all week. Taking even more at the top. And even more. And stretch, stretch, stretch. Get yourself so tall, so tall. And letting go. Right, beautiful. And now, if you haven't already, close your eyes. And really find yourself in a comfortable position, but with your spine straight. Let's take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, roots are growing from the bottom of your feet, down, down, down through all the layers of the earth, deeper and deeper through the wet, dark soil of Mother Earth, until you reach the center of the earth, a beautiful energy source, and you plug yourself into that. And now, with your next breath in, pull that energy up from source all the way up through the layers until it reaches the bottom of your feet. And feel that tingling, vibrating sensation in your feet now, that loving energy that relaxes everything it touches. And just feel yourself so anchored right now, so grounded. You're connected to source. You're exactly where you're meant to be. You're on your path. And all is well. And now, with your next breath in, pull that energy up from your feet, through the legs, all the way up into your heart. And as it reaches your heart, sigh it out. Ah. Let anything go off your chest, anything that you've been holding on to. Let's take another deep breath in here into the heart. And let it go. Ah. And let's do this one more time. And I really want you to sigh out loud as you can. Deep breath in. And sigh it out. Ah. Letting it all go. Beautiful. And now, with your next breath in, pull that energy up through the head, out of your crown, the top of your head. And then bring your hands up to the sky. And right there, where your fingertips are, this is where your star chakra is. Beautiful golden chakra. And as you breathe out, this beautiful star chakra is lighting up like a golden sun. above your head. The star chakra is your Wi-Fi signal, so to speak. And we're creating a safe and secure connection, so only information and beings from a place of love and light are allowed through your channel. And now imagine that this beautiful golden star chakra, it feels like honey, this golden energy. So let's take a deep breath in here. And as you breathe out, slowly bring your hands down by your side, like a big wide orb. And you take that energy just like honey. It feels like slow, you know, and thick. And you bring that beautiful golden energy around you, like a golden orb, all the way until you have your hands back onto your lap. And you notice how beautiful it feels in this golden orb. You're safe and protected. You're so loved and supported, just the way you are right now. And now with your next breath in, pull the energy from source all the way up into your legs, through your body, out of the crown into the star chakra. And as you breathe out, energy falls down from the star chakra into your crown, through your body, out of your feet and back to source. So just do this in your own rhythm now. As you breathe in, energy rises through your body into the star chakra. And as you breathe out, energy falls from the star chakra through your body and back to source. And as you do this in your own rhythm, allow yourself to just be. You're an open vessel of divine life force energy flowing through you, up and down. And this is where you can access your deepest power, right here in this moment. So whenever you find yourself throughout the day feeling stressed or overwhelmed or worried, just bring yourself back to the breath, to this pillar of light that we just established between you, source, and your highest star chakra. Just know that you are guided and supported throughout your life. And whenever you are in this space, life becomes pure magic. Synchronicities are popping up out of nowhere, showing you the path, guiding you, affirming, opportunities and people are coming into your life who feel aligned with your soul mission. Things are happening so easily. You're being financially nourished for being who you are. You're safe and protected. You're in love with yourself, your partner, your people, your life. You are at peace with what is, what was, and what's yet to come. And you feel empowered, knowing who you truly are as a multidimensional being, incarnated into this human form at this time and space for a reason. Now we slowly come out of this again. I'm going to count up to five. You're coming back into this present moment. One, two, wiggling your toes. Three, wiggling your fingers. Four, feeling in love, in peace, in power. And five, opening your eyes. Coming back into the present moment.
Beautiful. I loved it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, with the listeners as well.
Yes.
And welcome. I feel like, listen to my voice, I feel so peaceful right now. So to wrap this up, what would you say to people, like three things that you would say to people that they can take and just live a better life with?
First thing is, life is a game. Allow yourself to play. Second is, do your best and trust in the rest. We can only do our own best, and there are things that are outside of our control. And we gotta trust our spirit team that they got our back. They're working behind the scenes. And number three, you're a god, you're a goddess, incarnated as a human. And just remember to love both versions. Love your divine self and love your human self. You got this.
Definitely. And is there anything that you definitely wanted to mention that you haven't mentioned yet?
Well, if anybody wants to dive deeper into working with me, I have the one-on-one that I mentioned with like the natal chart reading, or the solo return reading, which is really fun too, if your birthday is coming up or you have someone that you want to gift it to. Very powerful reading to like map out the upcoming year. And then of course my rebirth mentorship program, and then I also have the cave, which is a membership for people to join, and we get to where you it's a Telegram group, and we also meet up twice a month with workshops and Q&A. And in the Telegram group, you just get infused with magic every day, and you're a part of a beautiful conscious community. And it's just so much love, so much magic, so much peace, integrating traumas, manifesting dreams together. And yeah, and I have a bunch of workshops and classes too for anyone that's like, I just want to like feel it out for a little bit and just tune into different parts of like astral hypnosis. I have one where you can meet your higher self and receive your message. That's all on my website. So yeah, those are the pieces. Just for anyone who is like, okay, how can I dive deeper into this? I'm happy to support you.
Hey, beautiful. And where can they find you? Where's the best place to find you?
So either on my website, which is hannalinakristensen.com, or on my Instagram, which is also hannalinakristensen.
Perfect. And we'll leave all of that in the show notes, of course, so you guys can find it. And Hannalina, thank you so much. Appreciate you being there. Appreciate you giving us your time and your knowledge and your wisdom. And thank you for the hypnosis also. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Love this episode of Mind Your Subconscious? Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on whichever platform you're listening. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much.